chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, hello and good morning to everyone. Well, it's morning time East Coast wise and in Pacific time, and I don't know, it's afternoon and evening in other parts of the world, but good day to you. How about that? All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is March the 10th, and it is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are right on time to get down to business. I am so excited. This is going to be a great show. We got my friend, my sister, Prophetess Tara Caressa Hodges. She's going to be joining us. Then we got my man, financial consultant Jeffrey Hill is going to be joining us. And you know I got what's on her mind, and you know my ministerial moment. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot to learn, a lot to gain, and we just going to hear what thus say the Lord today. Let's go ahead and go into the weather. We don't want to hold it up anymore. Today in D.C., it is 61 degrees. 70 is going to be our high. It's going to be beautiful. I'm excited about that. In London, you are raining right now. Showers, 48 degrees is your high right now. Lots of wind, lots of rain. Going into tomorrow, you're waking up to 41 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 50. Let's go to, Miami. You are 73 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 75. Kenya, you are 75 degrees. Right now, your high is going to be 82, all rain. You're going to break it up a little bit at 11 p.m., but then you pick back up tomorrow. Your high tomorrow is going to be 93, and you're waking up tomorrow to 73 degrees, so be prepared for that. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 63. Showers today as well, all week long, so be prepared for that. You're waking up to 52 degrees. 64 is going to be your high. 75 in Puerto Rico. 75 degrees is your temperature and your high right now. Waking up to 61 degrees. Your high is going to be 81. All right, Portugal, you are 45. I got to get to Portugal. I got to. It's so funny. One of the girls that I met on Instagram, bonded a little bit over some fitness and nutrition stuff, and man, she mentioned Portugal, and I was like, I want to go. She's actually been there, so we're planning a trip to do that. It's 45 degrees right now. Your rain as well, waking up to 39 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 52. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Portugal. I know that you will welcome me with open arms. Los Angeles, 48 degrees is your temperature right now. You got rain too. Go figure that in Los Angeles. Your high is going to be 55 degrees, waking up tomorrow to 45, and your high tomorrow is going to be 55. All right, that was the weather. Listen, if I didn't mention your continent, your nation, or your country, guess what? Or your city, God is still in control no matter what's going on around you, about you, and through you, or for you. God is still in control. He's in control, and he has the final say, and you are blessed. All right? You hear what I say? You are blessed. Let's go right into ministerial moment. We're going to take a break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss. All right, you guys, this is Ministerial Moment, so I'm excited to share with you what's just been Just a revelation that God has been giving me for years, but I am excited about sharing it with you now because I really got it. So for some years now, there were some things that God was revealing to me about the divide in the body of Christ. For those of you that know that I am an ordained apostle, I've been in ministry for over 18 years. Some of my ministerial mentors have been Apostle Eckhart, Apostle Hogan in Detroit, Apostle Kimberly Daniels out of Jacksonville, Florida. Apostle Hogan is outside of Detroit, and Apostle Eckhart, those that know him, is outside in the Chicago area. So they were all in ministry together as far as ordination and sending and training and deliverance. And so for me, I work in a full gospel. I work in ministry, the full gospel. Whatever God would have me to do, whatever the Holy Spirit would have me to do, I will do. Everything is my ministry. I don't have no decision on what's my ministry and what's not. My ministry is the full gospel, and whatever God would lead me to do at that time is what I'm going to do. So my thing, though, what I've seen through the years, through affiliation and through just being in ministry for all this time, is that there is such a divide in the body of Christ. If you operate in deliverance ministry, does not make you no better than anybody else that does not. If you operate in the prophetic, it does not make you no better than anybody that does not. Gifts or callings are without repentance. They have been ordained and released and distributed by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. Nobody owns it. Nobody can take ownership of any gifting that God has ordained and created himself and how he allows Holy Spirit to disperse. I want to really, really, really come face to face with those who operate in deliverance ministry. I want to say to you that you know, what we do is profound. It's amazing. God has anointed it. God has ordained it. It's no doubt about it. What I am witnessing in the 18 plus years that I've been in ministry is that people that are insecure operate in deliverance ministry and uses it as a shield of protection to hide their insecurity or their lack of identity crisis, their lack of confidence. And what I've seen is that people that tend to, not all, but some people that do operate in deliverance ministry tend to be very judgmental, very critical, and very controlling. I have seen and witnessed, not through any of the people that I named, but I have seen and witnessed people control people with talking about demons all the time. And my thing is that, I mean, I know for a fact because I read the word of God, I know for a fact because of the Bible says that we are to follow Jesus. And my example on this earth is Jesus. So if Jesus didn't study demons and talk about demons all the time, and all he did was say, I say and I do what my Father tells me to do, then that's the example that I'm going to follow, me personally. He did have power and authority to cast out demons. He did have power and authority and walked in that because of the anointing on his life, because he was God in the flesh, but also because God had ordained for him to have that power and authority. You can read that in Acts chapter 10. It's all through the Bible that he had, you know, the power and authority by God to be able to heal the sick, and people were delivered from possession of demons. And so I don't recall him teaching the disciples and the apostles constantly about demons. I believe that he was teaching them constantly about their relationship with God, surrendering to God, being obedient to God, loving one another, and things like that. Now, let me go back to this because some people might criticize what I'm saying, and that's totally okay. But I want you to show me in the Bible where Jesus taught constantly about about demons. I don't see that anywhere. He gave us power and authority. And I believe that because we are committed to God and we are following Jesus and we are obedient to God, and the more the Bible says, may God arise and our enemies be scattered. That's what I read. Resist the devil and he will flee. Now, what I've seen is that in the Bible, when I read it, is that when Peter and Paul walked the earth, they turned around and told a dead, like Paul, Peter told the dead woman that was dead, that was generous, she gave everything. She told that spirit of death to say, get up and rise. She got up and rose. When Paul was being harassed by the fortune teller, he turned around and told her, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out of her, and it came out of her. It wasn't this boasting that I'm seeing now. It wasn't this controlling manipulation, because you know about demons and people don't. You're trying to scare people to think that you're so much more holier and such a warrior and all of this, but you don't obey God. You don't seek his word. You're just going by, just what you feel is going to intimidate people in the body of Christ. Now, that I said it, and that's what I believe. I believe that it is a humbling thing to be before God. I recall Jesus saying that the master's no greater than the servant, and the servant's no greater than the master. I recall reading how Jesus kept telling them and telling the disciples more about how powerful God was and all that he has done and all that he is, and how we are supposed to love each other and how we're supposed to walk this earth. But people take their gifts and they try to intimidate people, and that is not why God gave you gifts. That is not why God gave you the spirit operating and tormenting a person. It is not for you to try to intimidate a person that may not know all the lingo. That's another thing. It's more people knowing all the lingo and about all the list of demons. Listen, I used to smoke crack for 20 years. I was in the streets. I knew bad people. So I know what demons look like. I don't need to study the names of spirits when I know, coming from out of the world, coming into the presence of God, I can see them. I see them because I experience with them. I see them. I can see them because I know them, because how they affected my life and what they did in my life, what I've seen them do in my friends' lives. I can see them. What I didn't know is the freedom of being set free by the blood of Jesus. What I didn't know was how to be free and not condemn myself. What I didn't know is that God's love is unconditional. And there's a grace. It's too many people studying about the demonic realm and don't know the power and authority that we walk in by the anointing of the blood of Jesus Christ through the kingdom of God, our angelic host, and everything and everybody that's on our side. I read that if God be for us, who can be against us? I read that 1,000 can fall on one side, 10,000 on another, but no harm shall come nigh thee. I read that God presents us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I read that. I read that. I read that he is commanding us to go out, heal the sick, cast out demons, and they shall recover. I read that. But what I also have read and seen after reading all of that is how the disciples walked the earth. Peter, Paul, James, John. I read and I have studied how they were fluent in the fullness of the gospel, and there was no arrogance amongst them. And if there was any arrogance amongst them, Jesus checked that thing right away. See, there's no one trying to be accountable to be checked. And that's where we have lost it. A lot of people want to go out here and claim that they are the war heroes of each region or territory, and that they're by themselves. They're the only ones. And God, they're coming to save the day. But God has thousands of believers. He has thousands of people that are seeking his face, that are under the anointing, that are waiting for his instructions, that are operating in his instructions of obedience, even in their communities, in their over the phone, through the internet, however God is leading them. So if anybody got the I Luciferian spirit, my prayer is that you humble yourself and see God for instructions, and I guarantee you that he will set you free from that false burden, because it ain't only you. Okay, so the devil got you thinking that you the only one. The devil got you thinking that, you know, that you are so powerful and you can't be that he don't have plans of destruction for you. I'm telling you, he looks for people with that proud spirit, and he waits and he waits and he waits until a good time, and he will come and try to slay you and your whole family. He has no friendship towards you. He has no fear at all. He's going to keep on going. Now, what the blood of Jesus does, what your humility does, and what your honor in God does is protect him from even coming and entering in. It's like a fortress. It protects you. Your obedience, your love, and your worship to God and your honoring him is like a fortress. Can't nothing get in there. But when you are in agreement and trying to control people, manipulate people because you know Leviathan, or you know pride, or you know Pan, or any of these other demonic names and stuff, and you calling them out, and you got people thinking that, ooh, they know more, they're super anointed, then that's a problem. That is a problem. And that's why there is so much dysfunction going on in the body of Christ. People want to be the next somebody. Everybody trying to have a platform. Everybody trying to be famous. Everybody trying to be the one, the only one that somebody go to. Everybody want to be the one thinking that God is only talking to them. Everybody wants to be the only one that they think that God is telling them the only secrets, that there's no other people that's humbling themselves, falling down, sacrificing everything, willing to go wherever he sends them, quit their jobs, leave their families for the sake of the gospel, and you think that you're the only one that God is telling mysteries to and secrets? I hate to tell you, but just like Jesus said to Peter, he said, what is it to you if I had this man live until I come back? You just follow me. Everybody else needs to just sit and look at God and seek him and humble themselves and allow God to minister hope and revival and strength to us all. That's what we need. It's not a superwoman. It ain't no superhero. It is the kingdom. And as long as we are all kingdom, we should be thinking unity. We should all be there for each other. We should all, nobody, I think about the day of Pentecost. It was 3,000 of them, and it kept multiplying. Nobody was without. Nobody had a need. Nobody was feeling superior or whatever. Even Peter, when he went to, Acts chapter 10, even when he went to he was a Jew, and when he went to the a Gentile's house, God told him to go to the Gentile's house, Cornelius. He went to his house. God had to deal with him and say, hey, you know, anything that I say is clean is clean. Anything that I say is clean is clean. It's no badness in it if I say that it's clean. He went to Cornelius' house as God had told him to go. Being obedient, he went. He didn't stubbornly go in there and try to act like he was better than anybody. He just went in there and said, God told me to come. What is it that you have needed? Cornelius told him, well, this is why I have sent you, because God has sent you here, because I was praying and an angel came and told me that I needed to see you. I'm paraphrasing a lot of this. So when he came, he fell down at Peter's feet. And Peter said to him, he said, I am no greater than you. That's what he said. The man fell down at his feet and worshiped him. And Peter picked him back up and said, I'm no greater than you. I'm just a man just like you. Come on, somebody. You know, we got to stop, okay? We got to stop in the body of Christ. We have got to learn how to love one another. We have got to trust God in connecting us to one another. We have got to do what God has called us to do and operate in love. Jesus commanded spirits to come out, and it only took one take. It wasn't all this extra theatrics. It was one take. If you're not operating in a one take, then I feel like we've still got room to die of our flesh. I feel like God wants to deal with us even more. If we're not speaking something to existence and it's not happening like that, then something needs to die. That's what I feel. I'm saying this for myself and everybody. Nobody is greater than nobody. I feel like we have positions, we have roles, we have been ordained in certain titleship because of positioning for the kingdom and our region and our territory and whatever reason God has done it, but it does not make me as an apostle any greater than any of my brethren and sisters. God can use anybody he pleases to help with his cause. If they are heathen, he can use a heathen. He does what he wants. I mean, thank God if it wasn't for some of the heathens and some of the people in the church blended together, I wouldn't even be here today. So I just wanted to encourage you guys. We cannot judge each other. We got to stop using our gifts and titles to intimidate people. Come on now. We're going to have to stop that. That's not why God gave you that. That's not what it's for. It is for the kingdom purposes. But again, I say, if your heart is not pure, if your soul is ratchet, gifts and callings are without repentance. You can still have that title and God not be with you. You can still operate in certain ways and people still get saved and set free and God still not be with you. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, seek God, humble yourself, you know, and let us unify, please. That's all I'm asking. As the body of Christ, can we just unify? Can we just be on one accord? Can we love one another? Can we help one another? Can we not be so afraid somebody gonna take a spot, take a following, I mean, it's ridiculous. Y'all don't see the demons operating through this social media stuff? I mean, it's like, you know, they following her and he following him. I mean, it's crazy. That is not God's will. God's will is that we are supposed to be kingdom minded. We are supposed to be sacrificial lambs. We are supposed to be at times uncomfortable. We are supposed to give one another. Nobody should have lack. Nobody should be without. This is not for everybody. These are only for the followers and the believers, those that are called, those that are chosen. I ain't talking to everybody. So some of this might be foreign to some people, but kingdom workers, kingdom children, kingdom apostles and kingdom prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, you hear what I'm saying. This time we are in judgment. The body of Christ, the world is under judgment. We have got to humble ourselves, and it starts at home. You know, I think Jesus came, if I'm not mistaken, to tear up some things. You know, he came in peace and love, but he said, if this temple be torn down, I'll build it up again. I say, tear down, God. Tear down things that are built with man's hands. Tear down every idol, everything that is not of you. Destroy it now in Jesus' name. That's what I say. I'd rather have him. I'd rather be with him. There's no place I'd rather be. So that's all I have to say about that. We're going to go ahead and go into our commercial break. God be with you. I'm sitting there. I didn't know that it was going to all of that, but thus say the Lord. And may God be with you all. May he bless you. May he increase you in every kind of way, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May God get all the glory in Jesus' name. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Prophetess Tara Caressa Hodges. My friend, we'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all 8 devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Cree. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. And remember that your health is your wealth. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
I want to just say what's on my mind, because we're kind of rearranging the format now. What's on my mind is that I do believe, this ties in with what I was saying, I do believe that God wants us to be unified. I do believe that God wants us to operate in love and compassion. I know that there's division and separation in the body of Christ. I'm aware we see it every day. There's racism. There's economism. There's you know, womanizing. Sexism, rather. And some of everything going on in the body of Christ. And so I'm believing God to heal us. I'm believing, bless us with the love of Christ, you know, the heart of the Father, the love of God, the heart of God and the mind of Christ. I'm believing that. I'm believing that we can be unified and on one accord. That's what's on my mind, that it can be done, that we can allow each other to go through our process. Everybody's not going to be where you are. Everybody got their own thorns. You know, we got to help each other and see each other through them. Be patient with one another. One of the things that I feel is very much lacking is patience. Even with operating through all the gifts, you have to have patience. You have to have love and you have to have patience. Without any of that, what is the purpose of it? You know, to deliver somebody, to heal somebody out of love, to counsel somebody out of love. I don't care if it's a fellow apostle, a fellow prophet. I don't care who it is. If God is has anointed us to have the mind of Christ and the heart of the Father, then it's our responsibility to be able to have patience for one another, to see each other through, to make it happen. If someone is wounded from something or they're going through a process of healing, we should be able to coach them through that. There should be no lack of patience with people in those arenas. So I just want to encourage you today. This has been definitely, now we got Jeffrey Hill joining us with Financial Five. What's going on, Jeffrey Hill?
Hello, good people. This is Jeff Hill, Bell Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm, and I'm here for your Financial Five. Dr. Gina, how in the world are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a mighty shift happening right now. We were just talking about the body of Christ, and now we're talking about money. But we need to know all about everything so we can know what to do with the money that we make for kingdom purposes. So teach us something today, Jeffrey.
Well, I will say this right out of the gate. Money is spiritual. I started a new devotional today on the Bible YouVersion app called Secure. So if you want to understand the security that's related to your spiritual growth and the Bible, go check out that. It is a 10-day plan on the Bible YouVersion app, so hop in there. So in other news, man, let me tell you, there's so much going on right now. Of course, some of you people who unfortunately might still be unemployed, there is some great news for you. With the new $1.9 trillion economic plan, the unemployment has been extended through Labor Day and a $300 a week increase. So that is absolutely good for the people who have been trying to get some kind of financial reprieve for everything that's been happening. But there's a lot of other things that are going on that I thought was really unique. You guys might be familiar with the name Goldman Sachs. okay, in appreciation for Women's History Month, Goldman Sachs, and I'm not saying they necessarily did this for Women's Appreciation or Women's History Month, but they are pledging $10 billion, that's billion with a B, for women, more notably black women, over the next 10 years. That is absolutely amazing. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to close the, not only the gender gap, but the racial gap when it comes to income, especially amongst minorities. So for the people out there who are thinking, you know what, nobody really cares about us, we, you know, this is just the same thing year in, year out, Goldman Sachs has stepped up to the plate and they have made a huge contribution to what's happening in the world of finance. So they're going to be doing grants, they're going to be doing loans, they're going to be doing nonprofit.
Jeff, you're breaking up, brother. I know you in, were you at Columbia?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me a little
Columbia.
Bit better?
He's in Columbia. Yeah, we can hear you better now.
Okay. Goldman Sachs has allowed people to have a seat at the table, okay? And if you follow me on Facebook, Hill Financial Group, you'll be able to see these articles because the stuff I'm talking about today will be on that page. So make sure you go check that out.
Anyway, he's in Columbia. Him and his wife got married a year ago, and for their anniversary, they're traveling from different countries to all these different countries all over the world for a whole year. I think that is so dope. That's going to be me as soon as my child get 18 and go off to college. I'm going to be gone. Well, I don't know where Jeffrey is. Let's take a commercial break, Doug, so we can get this together. We're having a rough show today. The devil is a lie.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Now, this dude is just ask you to say whatever you'd like and then close it off by saying, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
I'm ready.
Let's do it now.
Hi, my name is Jackie, the educator, and I am so glad that you have decided to tune in today. I'm excited about the radio broadcast that is Dr. Gina's radio show, and I believe you will be blessed by it. So thank you again. This is Dr. Gina's radio show.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Radio Chat.
Let's do it now.
Hi, this is Jackie, the educator, and I'm glad you've decided to join in with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. And so, La Host Hair and Wig, go and follow them and go and order. Check them out at www.lahosthair.com. Again, www.lahosthair.com. They are in over 310 Walmarts in America. I am so excited. I went to school with her, so I'm very happy for her and her husband and the rest of the La Host team out there in Ferndale, Michigan, right outside of Detroit. All right, Jeffrey, let's go ahead and talk about money, 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 and grants. What are you saying?
All right. So Goldman Sachs, their 1 million black women pledge. They're pledging $10 billion to black women, and specifically trying to close the race and gender gap. That is a huge thing that we know all too well has been happening over the course of our lives. So now Goldman Sachs is starting to step up to say, hey, we should have more financial equality. Women specifically make up 70% of the buying power inside the home. And if you notice, there's more women CEOs now than in the past, especially more women black CEOs. So they're trying to allow women to be able to have access to funding, whether that's through grants, start their businesses, start real estate projects. So $10 billion will be up for grabs over the next 10 years. Now, I want to close out and talk a little bit about retirement, okay? I posted an article, I believe it was yesterday or this morning, but there's a big misconception around how much money is needed for retirement, and you've probably heard the idea of 4% as a safe withdrawal rate. Well, if you have $5 million saved, maybe 4% will work for you, but what about the people who don't have that much and they need more like 8 to 9%? You will probably run out of money within 3 to 5 years if you haven't pulled that much from your portfolio. So what I did, I posted a link that allows you to play with some numbers to get an idea of what you possibly need to be able to pull from as you age into retirement. Now, if it's confusing, it is okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you guys navigate the understandings of retirement, saving and accumulating money, and also distributing your wealth. But more importantly, leaving a financial legacy behind for your heirs. So today, quickly, we covered Goldman Sachs giving up $10 billion. We covered the new $1.9 trillion economic benefit package that's going to allow unemployment to be extended through Labor Day and an additional $300 a week. So all this stuff is going to be posted on my Facebook page. If you need to reach out to me, go to Hill Financial Group on Facebook. Or you can go HFG Inc. on Instagram, and you can always reach out and text me at 501-291-0708. That is 501-291-0708. And this is Jeff Hill, Hill Financial Group Incorporated with the Financial Five.
Jeff, you know I'm on Instagram live with on the radio show now. I'm doing that thing. I was on Facebook the last time you was on. Now I'm on Instagram.
Really? Okay. Interesting.
So anyway,
it's popped up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, sharing the love with everybody, just, you know, because it's quarantine, why not? So I wanted to ask you this, though. What's going on, the update with Robinhood, man? What's happening with that after the whole GameStop situation? They was under, you know, I guess they had to get questioned by the government. What's happening with them?
Okay, so Robinhood is definitely still up and running. They just had to, they under more scrutiny and more regulations because of what they did. And guys, if you understand, Robinhood initially was supposed to be the app for the people, okay? And what it was trying to do was take a lot of the fees away from investors. And that allowed everyday people like you and I to have a seat at the table to be able to buy, stock, sell, trade, everything. Well, Robinhood actually supports more hedge funds than they do people. So when you think you and I are their customers, that's not always true. The hedge fund people are the actual customers. So when everything happened with GameStop and AMC, and I think it was another one in there, Robinhood said, uh-oh, we ran out of money. We can't really afford to have this platform. So they had to go into a crowdfunding ability to raise money to be able to make sure they can cover all of that. So, as you know, they went in front of Congress. They had to go explain why in the world they shut trading down, because that should have been illegal. Okay, so Robinhood is still out there. GameStop is actually probably going to go on another tear, especially as people, you know, get more additional money from their stimulus. So it's not all bad. Again, I always say this: when it comes to investing, number one, you never invest more than you're willing to lose. Number two, be careful when you're following the hype, because sometimes by the time you've heard it, you may be on the tail end of the growth and you jump in and it drops immediately. And now you're thinking you made a bad investment. Well, you have to understand the type of investor you are. Are you somebody who's just trying to day trade, making quick flips? Or are you a long-term investor where you want to hold this stock for months or years? Okay, that makes the world of a difference. So don't be afraid to go to Robinhood, but if you are, there are more apps out there. Scottrade, E-Trade, there's a lot of apps. Cash App. There's so many apps out there. But understand how the platforms work and figure out what type of investor you are, and that lets you know if you should be excited about some of the news that you're hearing. What I will say is it has increased awareness for people who were maybe more skeptical about investing, and now they want to jump in. But they're trying to jump in because they want this quick flip. They want this. They have this lottery mentality that I just want to put a couple of dollars in there real quick, make a little money, and then get out because I'm rich now. And that's just not prudent investment. It's not. So please be careful on following that. Do your due diligence and understand what you're doing when it comes to investing. Everything that has an investment name to it has an apparent, it has inherent risk. Do you understand risk enough to be able to handle it? And are you risking something that you know you can't afford to lose? If you're risking what you can't afford to lose, you're not an Elon Musk, okay? Elon Musk sold his company for like $160 million, invested it all, borrowed money for his rent. It paid off for him, but that doesn't mean that's going to be your story, okay? So be careful. That's why you want to rely on professionals to help you understand what some of this stuff means. And that's why I open myself as a resource. And my goal is to not tell you anything that gets you excited to go make a move just because. I want to make sure you understand prudent strategies. And one of the first things you need to do is learn how to have your money growing safely before you get aggressive and starting to risk a lot of your hard-earned money.
Yes, Lord. Start small. Put a dollar, $2, $3, $5, whatever you're willing to, like, risk. You know what I mean? Don't just dive in, you know, with everything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, right. That's great sound advice. Go ahead and follow Jeffrey Hill. Again, give him your information.
HFG Inc. on Instagram, HFG Inc. on Instagram, and the Hill Financial Group on Facebook.
All right. Well, we love you. Be safe out there in Colombia. I'm telling you, the photos that I've been seeing on your social media, I'm just like, wow, what a risk taker in faith. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. And then God matched you up with a faith walker too, and you guys are just doing it, man. And he's providing and taking care of and covering you guys. I'm just like in awe. That is the ultimate walking on water faith. You're committed. You guys, you have like what, 11 more months to go of your travels?
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. My prayers are to you and your wife. She's so beautiful. And you guys just keep God first and just allow Holy Spirit to keep leading you every step of the way.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Much love to you. And we will talk soon.
And may God use you mightily in every country you go into, you and your wife.
Exactly. That
in the desolate areas, may you be a voice for, you know, for those that are crying out for an answer from God. May you pray and the anointing of God win souls and change people's lives wherever you go.
Amen to that.
All right, Jeff. All right. Love you.
Love you too.
All right. Now with us, without further ado, thank you for joining us, my friend, sister, Prophetess Tira. Caressa Hodges, welcome.
Hi, how are you? And you know what? I love Colombia. I was there a couple of years ago. I'll be back later this year. So that just blessed my spirit to hear about him and his wife being there.
Man, I'm telling you, he said to me when he got married that when their anniversary came that they were going to travel all over the world for a whole year. And I was just like, wow. I mean, and to actually know that a year has gone by, their anniversary is happening, their first stop was Colombia. I'm just in awe. It's just beautiful. I can't wait to go to Colombia. I've never been.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Awesome.
Well, listen, I know that you are a prophetess and, you know, you and I have done a ministry one time together. Well, we've done multiple times on Dr. Gina's radio show, but we met at an event a couple of years ago and we have just been connected ever since. And I, you know, pray for you. I know you pray for me. We watch over each other in the spirit and things like that. I just know that you, 2021, with everything that has gone on, what is the, not with everybody else, else. Let's talk about what God is saying about us as brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
You know what? This is a year of divine reset. This is a year of house cleaning. This is a year of pruning. But this is also a year of divine acceleration. But, of course, all of those things have to be done, the pruning, the reset, before an acceleration can take place. So now would be a great time for everyone to really begin to do a self-assessment and say, what's the dead weight? What's the dead wood? What can be cut off so that I can move forward and walk in my abundance? Because I truly believe that 2021 is designed to be a year of divine reset, that for the rest of your life, you can look back on this year and say, you know what, in 2021, these are some of the moves that I made. This is when I began my investment account, going back to what Brother Jeff just said. This is when I began to really take care of my body, mind, body, and spirit. And because of that, look at where I am now.
I love that. Because you know what? I woke up in the morning time, around 5 o'clock in the morning, loud, I heard refocus. It was like, when yes. I heard it, it was like loud. And then I saw the big letters refocus. And I yes. was talking to a friend of mine in Canada, and she was saying the same thing that God was ministering to her about, the same thing about refocusing. And I think another lady through social inbox me or DM me on my Instagram saying that God had spoke to her about refocusing too. And so it's echoing, obviously, because, and what do you think that, so for some of us that don't know, or may, some of us know, but then some people don't know, what does refocus mean exactly? I hear you saying, you know, reset and get things, prune this and give up that, and what's bondage, what's a weight, what's all of that. But what is our vision like? What is the vision of the body of Christ that God would have to say for us to refocus?
You know, it's getting back to the original purpose, what really matters, because as we go along in this life, drama, issues, things can come up and it can take your attention. But in taking your attention, it's also taking you away from your original purpose. So it is needing to get to a place where you say, wait a minute, okay, I'm working on this, I'm doing this, this has my attention, this has my time, this is what I'm conversing about, but is this a part of my original purpose? Is this what I'm supposed to be focusing on? Because one thing, when you go to the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was able to rebuild the wall in 52 days, but that was because he had extreme focus. No matter what or who came to that wall to try to pull him down, he never came down. He remained focused. And so when I say refocus, when I say reset, when I say prune, it is getting rid of anything that is acting as a distraction from you focusing on the main thing, which is your purpose.
I love that. And, you know, what I've always loved about your journey, because I think you might have started in ministry a few years before me, like a few. I know you've been in the ministry for way over 20 at least. I meeting you, I always, in our discussion, I always was able to pick on that God had already given you the wisdom and the strength to recognize what needed your attention and what didn't. I've always seen that in you. And I've always thought, like, you know, I know that a lot of times, you know, you and I have spoken and we've shared some things, but I've always noticed that. And I always thought that was just so dope. Like how, you know, God can just, you can recognize something that even if it's something close to you, like it doesn't even matter. You are like, is nothing going to get in the way of my peace, the joy, and what God has called me to do. And I've always thought that was so amazing. And and the reason why that I bring that up while we're talking about refocusing is because one day I was in prayer and God recently, and God was saying to me that he's teaching me how to navigate what is important and what deserves my attention and what doesn't. And a lot of things that we when we are kingdom builders and we are a royal priesthood, there's always going to be something to come against us. There's opposition continuously. There's always going to be something that's going to come up against the kingdom of God, which we are supposed to hold down, represent, and rule over on earth as it is in heaven. And God was saying to me that the things that deserve, that does not deserve our attentions, are the distractions that the enemy would try to maneuver through our emotions, or maybe it's the world's way and that's what we've always known, or it could be like what we think and what we assume and not necessarily what God's plan and will is. And so it's like certain things just does not deserve our attention, our energy, our explanation. I mean, somebody might not believe that you are who God say you are. It don't deserve your attention. You don't have to prove nothing
not
to nobody. You know what deserves your energy? You know bills are due every single month. You know, that should never be an issue anytime. Bills are due every month. You know that they're coming. It shouldn't be every season, every month that a bill is due that you're praying and hoping God will provide. I mean, you should already know.
Amen.
That he's a provider. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things that does not deserve our attention. So God was really ministering to me about that, to really share with the people and to take heed, because the higher you go as far as in the anointing, you're going to have new enemies. You know, there's territorial enemies, right, prophetess? You know that.
Absolutely. But, you know, one of the things that helped me with my focus is I've always been a runner. You know, in high school, I lettered in track, indoor, outdoor, cross country. And when you are on that track and you are in a race, you cannot concern yourself with what is going on in the stands. You can't even concern yourself with what is going on in the next lane. So when you talk about things being close to you or people being close to you, you have got to discipline yourself that right now, I am in this race, and the goal of this race is to push myself as hard as I can to win, point blank, period. And so it is with life. You really have to get clear on what is my focus. And right now I'm working with a wealth group, and I'm taking them on a 26-day journey to wealth. And I spoke with them on yesterday, and I said, you know, what God is putting in my spirit for you guys, because I give them a tidbit of teaching every single day, is that you need to create a vision board, you know, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, but that is specific to the wealth you're looking to build this season. Because a lot of times when people build a vision board, they've got everything on that. I want to be married. I want to go key. I want to buy this. That is too much that you're trying to focus on at one time. And then I sent them a wealth article, where in the wealth article, it talked about exactly what I said, that wealthy people are people that focus on one thing at a time. And so that's what I would say to everybody listening in. If you want to be married this year, then you need to get down on your face and ask God, Lord, what is my process for getting married this year? And whatever God says your process is, guess what? Whatever pops up that is not in alignment with that process to get what you're asking God to prepare you for, it is not your business. It is a distraction. And that's what I mean when I say refocus. If it does not impact your bottom line, if it does not impact what you need to be focusing on for that season, if it does not impact your purpose, it should not get your focus, period.
Period. Listen, we love you so much. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
Hey, you can go to Instagram. I am Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A, Hodges, H-O-D-G-E-S, exactly how it's spelled on the flyer. And on Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/speak, S-P-E-A-K, Tara Carissa.
I love it. And if somebody wanted to get involved in your wealth building or mentorship of some kind, how do they get in touch with you? Do they email you, DM you, inbox you?
Yeah, they can. Well, we are beyond, accepting people right now for the wealth class, because we're already 10 days in. But I certainly welcome them to email me to join my text group, because my text group, you know, we have thousands of people there, and they find out what I'm doing. So you can email Tara, T-E-R-A, at Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A.com to join my group.
I love this sister. She's so petite and just a powerhouse, okay?
Well, thank you.
She's a big bomb of fire. I love you. I love you, Tara. Thank you so much, Prophetess. God
too.
Bless you. And you know you always welcome to come on Dr. Gina's radio show. And you know what? I don't think you've done a drop for me. Have you done a drop for me?
Oh, okay.
Do
probably
a drop.
Not this year.
Do a new one. I don't know.
Okay, sure.
Do a drop. Doug, please take care of her. I'm going to close this out. I appreciate you, Tara. Prophetess Tara, Caressa Hodges. God bless you. All right, you guys.
Bless you.
This is, he's doing it now. All right, you guys, this has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and I appreciate you on Instagram sharing in the love with us. Over a million listeners worldwide. We are on 125 live streaming networks worldwide, including iHeart Radio and Spotify and everything and all things Apple. We on everything. Also, you can go on Google, say, hey, Google. I got a Google, so it's going to say something. Hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, and it will play. If you go on Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station number 1, it'll bring you into BBS Radio Station number 1. Or you can go and download the app, BBS Radio app, in your Apple Store or in your, I think Android might carry it too, but go download the app and you can take us anywhere with your SUB. Am I saying that right? Y'all know I don't know no technology like that. Anyway, I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got an amazing show next week. I don't want you to miss it. All right, tune in, tell a friend, tell everybody about Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.